Mr. Britton. This is Terry Offord speaking, and I first of all would like to apologise for the delay in sending you this tape. As you've requested, I'm having a chat with my mother, Mrs. Selina Offord, otherwise known as Kit, about her experiences on the SS Rohilla, which is the book that you wrote about. First of all, let me tell you that Mother is 101 years old on the 3rd of December, 2003. I'd like to take you back, before I introduce her, to tell you a little bit about the background as to how and why this journey on the Rohilla came about. First of all, Mother was born of British parents. Father was in the military, stationed in India back in the early 1900s. He was obviously due for leave from the military every 5 years, and in early to mid-March of 1912, he was due to come home on the SS Rohilla for his 5-year leave. Mother herself was born in Belgaum, an area of Goa, and at a later date they moved to the town of Merritt. Her date of birth was the 3rd of December 1902, and as this trip home for the 5-year leave for my grandfather was in 1912, Mother at that time was 10 years old. She was then taken with her mother and father to the port of departure, which she cannot recall. At that port, she was due to board the troopship SS Rohilla, ready for the journey home. Without further delay, I'll introduce you now to my mother. Mother?
Hello, Colin. Thank you for asking for the further information about the Rohilla. Obviously, this journey was a long time ago, but I will do my best to recall what you want to hear.
Well, Colin, it probably is well to start with the day of departure. Do you remember, Mother, offhand, what sort of people were travelling on that ship that day?
Well, as far as I know, it was all military. I don't remember meeting any civilians whatsoever.
And what part of the ship, Mother, was your cabin that was allocated to you?
It was at the lower part of the ship because of the porthole there.
Well, once the ship left India, you obviously crossed the Indian Ocean into the Red Sea. Where did you go from there?
Then we entered the Suez Canal and onto the Mediterranean.
Do you remember anything particularly about the Suez Canal?
Yes. I was very frightened because looking down, to me, there didn't seem sufficient water for the ship to pass. Looking down, I could see the sand and pebbles and riffraff, which didn't seem sensible to me to be going to the Suez Canal.
Once you were through the Suez, obviously you came into the Mediterranean, and I gather that you then made for Gibraltar, and from Gibraltar you sailed towards the Bay of Biscay. Now I know that you have some vivid memories of the Bay of Biscay. What happened there?
My mother and I were on top deck in our deck chairs enjoying ourselves when things began to move. The ship was rolling and the sea was getting higher and the water was drowning us and we were sliding from side to side with only the handrails to save us from going overboard.
Were there any SOSs or...?
It became so rough that suddenly my father came up and said, "Get down into your cabin," because they were sending up the SOS.
Do you remember whether any ships came to your assistance at that time?
No, I don't think there was any assistance needed whatsoever, because we seem to